made it clear that it was not the others she was talking to. "We're ready." The reply came from everywhere.
"We have a bargain."
"It's a bargain," said Kin. There was a pause. The ship trembled slightly. Marco looked out and saw the cave walls slipping past. "Don't say anything rash," said Kin. "Don't even think if you want to get home. Have a little faith, will you? Please." Sudden sunlight filled the cabin. Looking up, Marco and Silver saw a square of golden sky appear as sections of the roof slid back. The ship accelerated upwards on its section of floor. By their feet, a small robot tugged a length of tubing out of the heap in the centre of the cabin. One of its many arms swung down, hesitated, gripped the tube. The metal broke where it touched. Silver jerked her head forward sharply as something tickled her ears. When she looked round cautiously, she was eyeballed a scanner with a little metal cube which was hanging from the cabin roof by three arms. It had no face, but managed to look embarrassed. Its fourth arm held a pair of calipers. Marco hissed and struck out at another machine that was trying to climb up his leg. It landed on its back, scrabbling at the deck with all six arms. Kin laughed hysterically. "Don't be childish," he gasped. "When we flip into interspace, you'd like to be in a contour couch, wouldn't you? All they want are your measurements. Do it!" Marco opened his mouth to protest, and something touched his face. Looking down, he saw a metal tape unrolling on its way to the deck. He looked up. A robot was dangling above his head. He sighed. The ship rose into daylight. It emerged in the middle of a black sand beach, with the copper dome of the hub behind it. The sea moved lazily a few metres away. There was a shudder as the lift platform locked. Now the cubes were spraying foam over three structures of curved tubing which they had bolted to the floor. The foam congealed into about the right-sized hollows for a Shand, a Kung, and a human. "We've got a little time until lift-off," said Kin, and stood up. "Has anyone got any questions?" "Yeah, thought you might." "Okay, but get in the couches."
"You don't expect me to get us into interspace from the disk's surface?" asked Marco. "We wouldn't have a chance."
"You did it from Kung," said Kin, settling into her couch.
"Kung hasn't got a damn great dome over the sky."
"No. I don't expect to flip yet, anyway. We need the couches for the primary launch."
"But who is going to be at the controls? I can't reach them from here."
"No one is going to be at the controls. There aren't any for the launch, trust me."
"No controls? And you want me to trust you?"
"Yes, I want you to trust me." Marco lay down and reached for the couch straps. Silver was already prone. They lay in silence for a while. Then Kin said, "Marco, can you see that round screen from your couch?"
"I see it."
"It's radar. Keep an eye on it. And now perhaps I owe you an explanation."
"Help,"
said the screen. Trying not to think about it, Kin lifted the occupant out of the chair and sat down in front of the pleading letters. Keeping the hovering helmet in the top of her eye, she ran her hand over the arm. Nothing happened, except that the screen now read,
"You are Kin Arad."
"That's..." Kin's voice sounded faint in the closeness of the room. She cleared her throat. "That is correct," she said. "Who are you?"
"We believe you have referred to us as the Disk Masters, although we call ourselves the Committee."
"It's got a nice democratic ring about it. Let me see you."
"Is that an express wish?"
"Well, I've come a long way to meet you. This is hardly an intimate conversation, you must admit." Kin looked around, looking for doors, hidden cameras. The walls were blank.
"You misunderstand us. We are machines. Computers, Jago Jalo called us. We fail to understand your surprise."
"I'm not surprised," lied Kin.
"Then we suggest you sue your face for slander."
"Why do you need help? It's me that needs help. What has happened to my friends?"
"They are safely in protective custody. They were too violent to be allowed to roam loose, of course. Do you wish them to be freed and for us to provide you with transport to your home world? If you so order, it will be done."
"I can order you."
"You sit in the chair. There is no other incumbent. You are the chairman. Therefore, you can give the orders. We implore you to do so."
"You can build me a ship."
We built a ship for Jago.